Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
The search for truth never ends. Introducing June's Journey, a hidden object mobile game with a captivating story. Connect with friends, explore the roaring 20s, and enjoy thrilling activities and challenges while supporting environmental causes. After 7 years, the adventure continues with our immersive travels feature. Explore distant cultures and engage in exciting experiences. There's always something new to discover. Are you ready? Download June's Journey now on Android or iOS.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. On January 17th, Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+, and we can't wait for you guys to see it.
And before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recap podcasts.
Yep. Each weekday beginning January 7th, we'll be dropping an episode featuring exclusive behind-the-scenes tidbits and brilliant insights from our cast and crew and us.
Patricia Arquette, Britt Lauer, Zach Cherry, John Turturro, the list goes on.
All your favorite Lumen employees, their friends, families, enemies, in your feed every single weekday.
And here's the best part. After that, we're going to keep going. Tune in weekly as we recap every episode of season 2. The podcast drops on the same day the episode comes out.
It's the Severance Podcast with Ben and Adam.
On Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Joe Clear Morning Show. Hey, y'all, we have a good brother on the line with us right now. His name is Chris Miles. What up, Chris?
What's going on, man?
Man, everything's good. I'm good, brother. Chris is a sports analyst. Chris is in the know, and he's going to help us sort of navigate what's going on now with the NBA. As we all saw, it started with the Milwaukee Bucks yesterday, and then it's starting to spread throughout the league where there's a boycott and some solidarity. So, Chris, we just wanted to first ask you, you know, what were your initial thoughts when you saw this?
Well, we had no idea it was coming. So I host the Orlando Magic, Milwaukee Bucks pre- and post-game shows. So we were preparing like any other game. And at about 3:30, we started noticing that the Milwaukee Bucks were not on the court. So we sent a reporter into the locker room to try to figure out, okay, why they were not on the court and what was happening. Because since the shooting of Jacob Blake, every interview we've had has been surrounding his shooting and what's happening and why there isn't justice for Breonna Taylor still. And when I say every single interview, whether it's a coach or a player, black or white, that has been the thing that they wanted to talk about. If you say how many defensive rebounds you had, how many points you had, they stop you, and they want to talk about this issue. So you could feel that this was coming. And so when the players weren't on the court, we thought it was something serious. And by 3:45, we got word that they were boycotting. And our show went from, you know, fun, this is hockey, let's get back to basketball, to we are now talking about what's happening in this country until these guys are on the court.
Wow. Ladies and gentlemen, Chris is at the airport while we're doing this interview in the era of COVID. Go ahead, Poet.
So my question currently is, do we think that the games are going to resume? Or just from what you've seen thus far, Chris, do you think that this boycott might last the remainder of the season?
Let me put this very simply. Until they arrest the men that murdered Breonna Taylor, I don't know if we're going to see another basketball game. That is what they want. They have everything that they need financially. They have the safety protocols in place. These players care, okay? They have mothers. They have sisters. They have cousins that look like Breonna Taylor. And they are tired of her being ignored. They're tired of Jacob Blake being ignored. That could, as they say, that could be any of us. And I think they've been trying to deliver this message the Kyrie Irving, the vice president of the Players Association, is like, look, we don't need to go back on a basketball court until this is resolved. And I think that the boycott is trying to take that to the next level to say, this, we're not going to play basketball and have her face on our speakers until her killers are arrested.
We saw Kenny Smith walk off of a live broadcast yesterday as well. Chris Webber has come out and made a statement. Is this the revolution starting?
Well, let's be clear, because you say the revolution starting, and you have to understand the impact of the previous players and what they accomplished. You know, Kareem Abdul-Jabbar comes on our show. He mentors these young players. Bill Russell is around these young players and tells them stories of the racial injustice that he faced during his playing career. He still doesn't show up in Boston, you know, because of the way that he was treated. So these players have had that communication. You heard LeBron James say the other day, Isaiah Thomas is the former player he's closest with. And the reason that is that Isaiah Thomas continues to talk to and mentor these players. What you're seeing is an awakening that's been happening for a very long time.
Okay.
And this is coming to a head. This is, you know, Doc Rivers spoke the other night. Again, we tried to ask him about basketball, and he said, we are being hunted. And if you look at the evidence and you're objective about it, how could you disagree with him? Breonna Taylor was in her home when she was shot and killed. That sounds like someone being hunted. Jason Blake was trying to get back to his kid in the car. That is someone being hunted. He was unarmed. George Floyd was laying on the ground praying to his mother. These are things that have happened. If you are objective in looking at this, this isn't, and we shouldn't even look at this as just a race issue. This is an American issue. And that's also something that, you know, has been a message trying to get across with the league. And I have to give credit to a lot of the white folks, Greg Popovich, Mike Malone, Ken Slatter, that are trying to deliver this message to a larger audience.
If you're just tuning in, Village, we are talking to the one and only Chris Miles, sports anchor. You've seen him on The Fan. You see him with NBC Washington Sports. So my question is, we see the players and the coaches, Chris, before we let you go, but what do we need to see from the owners and the actual league? Because it's one thing for the players to say we're not going to play, but I also feel like there needs to be something from the higher ups that say, listen, we are walking this walk with you and we're standing in solidarity.
Well, I think if you look at how the different sports leagues have handled the situation, the NBA has clearly won't step in step with the players on this, whether it's the Black Lives Matter on the court, whether it's allowing them to have a message on their jerseys, whether it's donating $300 million to try to fight future racial injustice. All of those things have already happened. I think what is happening is bigger than the NBA. And what the players are saying is, well, we need to use our influence off the court, political influence, and understand that in these areas, we're not going to generate revenue for all of these people unless our issues are understood. So it's more about voting. I know you've seen the story about LeBron James, all of the money and the situations that he's bringing to make sure that people are able to vote.
Mm-hmm.
That's a big part of it. Lloyd Pierce, the head coach in Atlanta, opening up the arena so that people have a place to vote, because we saw the ridiculousness during the primaries. So I think one of the things is trying to make sure that all the arenas are open so that people have a place to vote across the league. I think really having an impact on communities, it's a beautiful thing to see when I think about my favorite player of all time, Kareem Abdul-Jabbar, and why his legacy was so sacrificed in fighting for other people. It's great to see all of these young players doing that same thing.
Oh, man. Wow. Thank you so much.
This is Chris Miles, everybody, joining us to give us his take on what's going on in our NBA and in our country. Thank you so much, Chris. I appreciate you.
Sorry for the noise, people.
Not a problem.
No problem. Don't miss your flight, man.
Before we let you go, Chris, where can people find you?
It's simple. Chris Miles TV on Twitter. I think it's the same thing on Instagram.
Thank you so much. We'll check in again with you maybe next week if it's cool with you.
Sounds good.
Awesome. The Joe Claire Morning Show. Three things with Guy Lambert coming up after this.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.